All right, guys, listen up. We're doing everything different. We got zero script today. We have no topics because we're just going to talk.
We're going to have chat. Fun. We're going to chat, and this is our fourth time trying to do the intro.
That's why we're being a little crass.
Screw this. I'm Brandon. He's Caleb. Let's start.
And now for the business. We have our Twitter and our page, our Twitter and our Instagram at the Espresso Boys. You should go check us out there. We did a contest last week, and if all of that is located on our Instagram, so you do not want to miss it.
Thank you, everyone, for the participation in the contest. That was super fun. Got us inspired. We are 100% going to be making La Espresso Boy podcast T-shirts in the very, very near future. So look out for those because that was awesome. But we do have a contest winner, which if you didn't listen to last week's episode, the winner is Heather Estebez.
Yeah.
So that's awesome and amazing. We got her shirt printed up. We got the LaCroix purchased.
Yep.
We're ready to just give those to her as the winner.
Also, she is a patron at our $10 tier, which means not only does she get a shirt for winning the contest, she gets a shout out for being a patron. So shout out to you at Heather Estebez on Instagram.
Nope.
At Mama Estebez on Instagram. Go check her out there.
We also have a $25 patron on our Patreon page. These are all new. This is why we're announcing it.
Oh, wait. Excuse me, Brandon. Can I open this LaCroix real quick?
I'll allow it. We're contractually obligated to do that. So
I hate it, but I have to.
That's what lifestyle contracts. So anyways, $25 Patreon subscriber, they will be receiving a box of coffee, whatever we've been sipping on and enjoying the most. And that is to, here it is, Mama Lolo.
We don't know
who that is.
But thank you very much.
We love Mama Lolo. That's for sure. So anyways, if you guys want to check out our Patreon page, go to www.patreon.com/TheExpressoBoys. We did a little post thingy on it last week, and we talk about our Patreon page, but we don't ever really push our Patreon page. One reason, it feels weird to ask for things, obviously, but
we're real salt of the earth men.
We're just real salt of the earth men, but there are a lot of things that go on with this podcast behind the scenes that ultimately cost money, and we want to continue to produce really great content and a really high quality content as well.
As well as branch out a little bit.
Yeah, do some other stuff, not just make podcasts. Where, I mean, the Patreon is going to literally be, our YouTube videos that we're going to be making is almost solely because of Patreon.
Yes.
So we have a lapel mic coming our way. So anyways, we want to do more stuff, and realistically, that just costs money. And this is where Patreon comes in to help. And this is where you come in to help. So there's a bunch of different tiers on there. The last ones are goofy, whatever. But there's stuff from $2 to $25 a month.
To $15,000.
Yeah, which is unrealistic, but they're there. But literally, $2 a month, that means the world to us. It's not only just shows that we have people who are interested in us creating more stuff. It's validating for us. But it really does help, and every little dollar counts. So you can go check it out. www.patreon.com/TheExpressoBoys.
Today, like we said earlier, or did we say it? I don't remember because we did so many intros.
Yeah, we did a lot of intros.
I don't remember which one we used or that worked, but we don't have topics. We're just going to be chatting a little bit.
Chit-chatting.
We're going to do a little update on the story from last week or 2 weeks ago, I don't remember.
Last week.
Brett Kavanaugh.
Yep.
Because a lot's changed since then, and then we're just going to talk, see where it goes. First things first.
Mr. Kavanaugh.
Let's talk about Brett.
Brett.
I heard somebody told me that the name Brett just sounds like a rapist's name.
Wow. Sorry, Brett's in the world.
Sorry to all of our Brett listeners.
Yeah. So for those of you who are not aware or don't have any sort of social media or
cable television
to watch anything on any sort of screen, really, Brett Kavanaugh is the now Supreme Court judge.
Yeah.
And last week, or a couple weeks ago, was it last week? Last Saturday?
Yeah, last Saturday.
Last Saturday, he was, it was two Saturdays ago that he was in court, right?
It was one of the Saturdays. Within the last 2 weeks, all this has really happened.
Because it had to have been the last... It couldn't have been last Saturday because we recorded on Friday.
Oh, that's true.
And we already had all the information.
That's true.
Oh, and you know what? No, it was Thursday because we were at an event.
Yeah.
So we talked about it then. So anyways, that's what it was. Anyways, last week, Brett Kavanaugh was in court and being accused of rape. Now...
Not rape. Sexual assault.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And attempted rape.
Got you.
Yeah.
By, I forgot her last name, something Ford.
Ford, something Ford.
Yeah. Anyways.
Dr. Ford.
Anyways, the kicker, the big challenge behind this case was there was no solid evidence in the sense of like, I mean.
He had his calendars, so.
Yeah, there you go. there was no like solid evidence other than just word of mouth and.
From both sides.
Yeah. So the biggest kicker was that was 20 something, 30 something years ago.
Something like that. It was 1982.
Yeah.
I think.
So like 30 87. Something years ago, 36 years ago, this happened.
Yeah.
So it was a very sensitive, case in that there was very little evidence, but there was strong confidence coming from the accusing side and, you know, various psychological stuff that was taking place. There's a lot of different things that were was happening. The big problem was it was 36 years ago. And this guy was, well, I mean, he was probably like a few days away from being the like elected the Supreme Court judge. So they had to like, it was just a very messy situation to say the least.
So that was put on halt and they did a 1 week FBI investigation into the situation and they did not find anything conclusive, which leads to today he is being appointed as a Supreme Court judge.
I don't think he's sworn in today, but it's pretty much set in stone. Yeah, like he's going to be a Supreme Court judge. So it's interesting. What are your thoughts on it? How do you feel about it?
I think from like a unbiased, can see both sides point of view, it's like, I think it is not good for him to be on the Supreme Court because I think it's like just a negative situation and he has power being in the Supreme Court and the Americans need to be able to trust the judges in the Supreme Court.
Right.
But I don't think the majority of people can trust him, you know?
So let me ask you, cause I was thinking about that same thing, right? So this is all based on someone saying this happened 36 years ago.
Yeah.
So we'll take both sides of it. 36 years ago, I forgot her name, Miss Ford. She said that she was sexually assaulted by Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
And if that rings true, that's insanely offensive and
Christine Blasey Ford.
Yeah. So yeah, if that was in fact true, that's a terrible situation for her. Super empathetic for her. I mean, like you can't imagine really what she'd be going through truly. Right.
Yeah.
So, super intense and Kavanaugh would definitely obviously not deserve to hold any sort of power in any judicial way. Now, take it to his side of the court. If none of this is true,
he just lost it all.
Yeah, right? So, like, he literally, if none of this is actually true, his career is done.
Yeah.
And his reputation is completely gone, all because of someone saying something that isn't true, right?
Yeah.
So, if now he's being sworn in, because I was thinking the same thing in that, like, okay, if he's being sworn in, do you think he should be sworn in? Is this something that he should still be continuing to, like, do? If it's not true, I feel like he's stuck between a rock and a hard place. If he does, if he's like, you know what? I don't think this is worth it. I'm going to step down. I seriously doubt the accusers are going to be like, what a noble man. What an honorable man, right?
Yeah.
Like, because they just accused this guy of rape
Sexual assault.
Like, yeah, I seriously doubt all the accusers are going to like look at this guy and be like, That was a great thing he did. Thank you for doing the right thing. It was probably going to, realistically, let's be honest, it's probably going to be a lot of like, I told you so. This just proves that he's guilty.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I don't know.
It's hard to say because I'm not on either side.
The big thing for me is the way he reacted to them wanting to do an FBI investigation.
Yeah.
Was pushback from him of, no, don't do it. It's not worth it. Like, well, that's the big, yeah. And I get from his point of view, if I didn't do it, I shouldn't have to go through this. But at the same time, if you didn't do it, you should be as like, what's the word? As,
I know what you're thinking.
What's the word? You should go along
compliant.
With it. Yeah. Compliant as possible, because it's in your benefit to look like, if you're trying to look innocent, if you are innocent and you're trying to look that way, then be
just compliant.
Compliant, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, but man. I don't know.
He got defensive about it is what's weird.
Dude, I just can't imagine. I just thank God that I'll never be put in that situation. I mean, I hope to God I'll never be put in that situation. I have no reason. I guess in that situation, if I was put in that spot and someone was like, we're going to do an FBI report on you, I'd be like, okay, that's fine. Go for it. For sure. However, I'm going to be a cafe manager in Mountain View.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be a judicial court, like, or a Supreme Court judge. So what they find on me, what they could dig up on me is probably not going to affect my life, right? Whereas like, dude, who knows? I don't know how this stuff works. If the FBI finds just something, anything that's not even necessarily related to the case, I don't know how that whole, you know, investigation will take place or work. What if they find just something completely unrelated that like could look bad? It's maybe not, if it's like an obvious crime, then yes, that's needs to be dealt with appropriately. But like, what if it's just another one of those situations where it's just more of like I know this is a four letter word, but the witch hunt, right? Mm-hmm. Like of just finding something that's just like, well, okay, we didn't necessarily find anything on that, but what about this? And it's just another accusation. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I don't know, dude. I don't know. It's, there's part of me that feels bad for him. There's more of me that feels bad for Ford, because she had to get dragged through all of this.
Yeah.
She has a lot of people support, way more people supporting her than they do for him, for sure.
My favorite part of this whole thing was that our girl Amy Schumer, did you hear about that?
No.
She was protesting, I believe, outside of the Senate hearing.
Yeah, good.
And she got cuffed up.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah, she did.
You know what's annoying, though? That's still going to look good for her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Gosh. That's going to, like, for the people that love her, they're going to be like, what a hero. What a true hero. A true fighter of good.
But it's Amy Schumer.
It's Amy Schumer, though, so what are you going to do? But yeah, dude, I don't know, man. This whole situation's weird. And what gives me a little bit of concern, and this is, again, this is me not having any real stance. I know that kind of, it'll probably sound a little bit like I'm leaning towards the Kavanaugh side of things. I'm not. I'm really not. However, I have to have some sort of confidence in our judicial system, and innocent until proven guilty, that's no longer a thing. It doesn't seem like, right?
Yeah.
I mean, dude, homeboy wasn't even in court for less than an hour before 85% of the population of America decided if he was innocent or not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like that kind of stuff. That's a challenge. I don't know. It's just a challenge. I would like to think I have enough faith in humanity to assume that I can take that role of like innocent until proven guilty. Let's just see what happens. And then, all right, it happened. The decision was made. Done. Like, I don't know. It's a hard thing for sure.
It is.
So
at the end of the day, he's there.
He's there. Yeah. And that's it, man. I mean, that's what it
is. I don't know. And he's there for life pretty much.
Yeah. Isn't that, aren't they like, there's
you're
just
there
a bunch of old and
until
gray
you
people
either,
there.
Step down or you are not like mentally capable of it anymore. So if you get too old and senile, then they'll kick you out.
He got to go.
So he's got a couple more years at least.
All right.
I don't think he's that old. Probably like, what, 50s, maybe 60s? Probably 50s.
Yeah, 50s probably.
Early 50s.
If he was in college in the 80s, 80, what was it? I mean, realistically, 20. Let's say you're 20-something in the 80s, so 40.
Yeah,
50-ish. 50-ish, yeah. Probably 50-ish. Anyways.
Hey, at the end of the day, he's only there for 35 to 50 years.
If you hate the guy, don't worry. Just tough it out for a little bit. Keep your head down. Keep grinding. Next thing you know, you'll look up and you're going to be 85 years old and he's gone.
We're only halfway through Trump's presidency if you look at it. Just multiply that by 12, and that's how long he'll be there.
Would you say, Caleb, that you are a Democrat or a Republican?
Neither, because I dislike both.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you had to lean towards the views, necessarily not you're even one of them, but let's say, let's do this. Let's do more liberal or conservative?
Man, I'll tell you what.
Tell me.
I like this and both dislike this about myself, is that I can see both sides of every coin to a fault, I think.
Yeah.
And so I have trouble picking one or even leaning towards one because I get both sides. And
do you think that's, and this is, I'm asking you this because I'm kind of, I would consider myself the same way. I definitely, there's views of Republican that I 100% agree with. There's views of Democrats that I 100% agree with. So there's, I definitely would say both. Do you think that is because a lack of, do you think that's just ignorance?
Maybe. But if it was just ignorance, then we wouldn't have both people so strongly on both sides.
Would we though? I don't know. Because like, let's just say.
You look at Bill Maher. You know Bill Maher.
Love Bill
Very
Maher.
Left.
I'm just kidding.
Very liberal. You look at Ben Shapiro. Very right. Very conservative.
Yeah, right.
They're both super, super intelligent
That's very
people.
True.
They're not ignorant at all. And they both are very strong. They both support their side 100%.
So there's no, obviously there's no one right side.
Yeah.
So what does that decide? Like, let's just think philosophically here for a moment. There's no one right side because intellect alone cannot get you to that one side. Right? Like, would that make the most sense?
Yeah.
I mean, realistically, yeah. Because you got people that are on both sides of the field that are just brilliant, right? And you can say the same thing with almost anything. Like, in regards to religion, you have some of the most brilliant people that are atheists, and on the other side, you have some of the most brilliant people that are Christians or Muslims or whatever they might be, right? So, intellect alone can't get you to be like the know-all be-all. So, what do you think it is that will make someone lean more towards, let's just keep it political here, Republican or Democrat? Do you think it's just experience? Do you think it's like, yeah, I mean, could I guess be. That, like, let's think of it like this. So I'll paint this hypothetical scenario for you. If you are a Hispanic person and your parents came here illegally.
Illegally? Did you
illegally,
say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, they came here illegally. Yeah, they don't have the green cards, all that kind of stuff. Would you be more prone, do you think, and again, this is hypothetical, so you don't have any real solid answer for it, but let's just keep the wheels turning here. Would you be more, do you think you'd be more prone to be leaning more towards the Democratic side where it's a bit more like, this is all very crude black and white, like open borders versus closed borders of what most Republicans might say. Do you think that like that, do you think those kinds of situations would construct your mindset to where you're like, I think I would lean more towards the Democratic side of things because
I think it's very situational.
Yeah.
Like if you grew up white middle class in America, in certain parts of the world.
Yeah.
Like in the South, if you grew up there, I think you're more likely to be Republican or more conservative than you would be growing up in like LA or New York or something like that, where it's very liberal, very Democratic.
So it's kind of more situational and or like even geographical.
Yeah. I think geography has a lot to do with it.
And it's true because, I mean, think about we're California or a Democratic state in California. So naturally, I mean, more or less, I guess it's not necessarily true, but like, I feel like if there is any sort of propaganda, it would probably be more Democratic just based on the sense that the majority here is Democrat, right? So yeah, I don't know. It's interesting.
Did you watch anything on Saturday Night Live this week?
Yeah.
With Kanye and Adam Driver?
Oh no, I didn't see that. Maybe I didn't watch the full episode.
Well, so after the episode aired, they weren't recording anymore. It was over, and Kanye grabbed the mic in front of the live audience and started going on a rant as he does. And
wait, Kanye West?
Yeah,
said
it's kind of out of
character.
He went
on a rant.
Yeah,
did he speak his mind?
Oh, he spoke his mind. Yeah,
huh.
I know, that's weird.
Is he okay?
Oh no, he's not. He's not all right. But he went on this rant about, because you know him, he's had a lot of hate for being wearing the MAGA hat and all that.
Have you seen the, or sorry, real quick, did I show you that, or you might have heard it seen without me showing, or listened to it without me showing it to you, the Yay versus the People song.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, dude, I love that song.
I know you
song.
Love that
oh,
song.
It's so
you talk
good.
About it all the time.
Anyways, continue.
Apparently, and I haven't seen any recordings, although I've heard there are a few out parts of, like, people recorded Snapchats and stuff of it. He went on a rant about how all of television is, like, super, super liberal, which is true.
I agree, man.
That Saturday Night Live, all these late night talk shows are all from a liberal point of view, and how you'll be hated and ostracized if you do the opposite. Like,
do you think he'll get back on Saturday Night Live?
He will.
Come on, who are we kidding?
Next season, he'll be back. But there was a, I forget what the show was called, Last Man Standing?
Yep, Last Man Standing.
With Tim Allen?
Yep. I heard about that one.
Yeah, Tim Allen is apparently very conservative.
Yep.
And he got a lot of hate, and the show got canceled because of the conservative views that he had.
Dude, yeah. And it wasn't blatant. Obviously, they're not going to be like, yeah, you know what? We don't like your conservative way of thinking, so you're done,
exactly.
Right? Like, but, dude, I saw, literally night and day difference from, let's just say, Saturday Night Live, which is a different TV, format or whatever, but the views are just polar opposite, dude. Like, have you seen any of those episodes or just watching?
I think I saw
bits?
A little bit.
Yeah, dude. They're like, they are, if Saturday Night Live is kind of the pinnacle of liberal TV, which realistically it is.
Kinda, yeah.
And I love Saturday Night Live.
Big fan.
Huge.
I'm trying to host one.
Biggest
thing,
fan. Yeah. If they're the pinnacle of liberal TV, I'd say Last Man Standing is the conservative side of things, because it's very much like, America first, give me all the guns.
Yeah.
I love my wife. I love Jesus, and put up a wall or two. But it's like, yeah, it's interesting for sure. But I mean, it was on NBC. NBC is more liberal network than not. And I don't know, man. This kind of stuff drives me nuts, dude. Like, I don't care about any of this. Like, this is both side of the coin thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, just give me some good old fashioned television, and I'm
that
I'm
was
happy.
Funny.
Yeah, like, just what happened to the Three Stooges, dude? Just give me some slapstick comedy, and you got a happy boy over here. But the thing that drives me nuts now, especially with TV, is like, there's always a message that has to be like a hidden message, bro. Like, look at the freaking, if you watch even just kid shows, like back in the day, I think I was watching like
Ed, Nettie's Political, right?
Oh, gosh. No, it was like, what was it? I think it was like Boy Meets World.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen any of those?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so dude, like, it was very interesting. I think Samantha and I were watching this. We were watching Tim and Robin Biddle's place one night, and just sitting there watching TV, and it was like on a rerun. So, because they're not making new episodes, because it's the show from the 90s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they don't make those because
they are
90s
now.
Anymore.
Girl Meets World.
That's true.
All right.
Is that political?
Sorry to get so political. Sorry.
So, anyways, we were watching this episode, and like the ending of the episode, there was like a moral compass that was like, this is what we did was incorrect, and here is the why, and this is why we shouldn't have done it. It
like
was
like when she gets handed a joint like this.
Essentially, dude. But it was like, it was, there were like, as a grown adult, I was watching him like, I feel like I'm actually taking something away from this out of a kid's, really, it was a kid's show, right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm actually taking something away from this. Whereas now, dude, you can't watch any sort of TV. And like, I mean, you can, yes, obviously. You can watch TV, but, and get something away from it. But more often than not, it's going to be something that's more geared one left or right. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be just like a, here's what you should do morally as a good person and take care. And again, don't at me. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. There's going to be shows out there that still stand. There's still going to be shows out there that hold good and true values and all that kind of stuff. But I'm just saying, like, there seems like there's always this hidden agenda that just drives me crazy when it goes down to TV, man.
Liberal agenda.
Liberal, dude, like, liberal or conservative, bro. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, but if it's so staunchly one side or the other, and again, this is coming from the person that doesn't stand on either side, but it's just like, my God, dude. Like, yeah, it's just everything, bro. I can think of examples after example.
I think the term liberal agenda is so funny because people are always like, you're pushing your liberal agenda. It's like, of course they have an agenda. Everybody has an agenda.
Yeah, are you kidding me? The liberal agenda. That doesn't make any sense at all.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
This might be offensive or a bad word I'm about to say, and I don't know. It's my question.
Miss Tegler?
Sorry, Mom.
Close your ears.
Is the term libtard... a bad word. Have you heard that?
No.
Libtard. I don't know if it's a offensive thing to say, but I've heard it.
I don't know about
that. I'm going to Google
it. Yeah, look that up and just...
You talk for a second. Let me...
Yeah, I don't know. I think if I'm just... Hey, it's just you and me here.
Oh, just a person with left-wing political views.
I feel like that can't be that.
Wait.
Yeah, that... I mean, it's coming from a negative
connotation. It's the words of liberal and retarded put together.
Yeah, so that's not ideal.
Okay, so I guess we shouldn't say libtard, but it's a funny word.
It's a funny...
sorry to get so political.
Wow.
Sorry to push my agenda on you.
Sorry. Typical libtard. I can't say it. I feel bad. Yeah, dude, I don't know. I think we're in a weird... I mean, we're going down. The ship's going down. Let's just be honest here. You can't get away with saying anything without someone getting offended. There's this weird culture right now that's taking place that it's like to be offended is the worst crime ever. And that is going to be the downfall of humanity. I swear to God.
To be offended is the worst crime?
Yeah, if you offend me, you have done the worst thing to me.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah.
And I swear that is going to be the downfall of humanity, because the second you can't, like, the second your ideas or views are questioned and you can't handle that, are you kidding me? You're done. You can't live life. Like, because there's no room to grow outside of that, man. Mm-hmm. Like, having your ideas questioned and your views questioned are the, like, that is what it takes to grow as an individual.
Yeah.
100% of the time. And I'm not saying to, like, you know, take advantage of that and just start beating someone down, like, ruthlessly, but you should be able to have an open dialogue, an open conversation, and be able to disagree. We cannot disagree right now in this day and age. I don't think, right? Like, I feel like if we disagree on something, or if I disagree with, or, I mean, I hope I can speak true to this, but like, if I present a topic to someone that is like so strongly set in their ways, and I just want to let's just talk and be open about it, and here's why I disagree with what you think, it's not going to end in this like, okay, agree to disagree. Not going to happen like that. It's going to be like, well, now I'm the worst person in this person's eyes, and now no growth happens. Nothing takes place.
Yeah. Okay, here's back to the two sides of every coin.
Yeah.
I love watching debates of people who are, I don't want to say extremists, because that gets into like Nazis.
Right.
Nowadays, sorry, they're back.
Yeah, for real.
But people who are very strongly on their side debate against each other. It's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, guys, I might offend a few people, but watching like Ben Shapiro.
Yeah.
Love it.
Dude, it's the best.
Bill Maher, love it.
Yep.
Because there's all those guys are so smart. I was actually talking about this with Anthony and Jaron earlier. But like, I love watching them because I think they're both right. Like, they both think they're 100% right.
Yeah.
And they also, even though sometimes they'll get a little bit petty with each other, at the end of the day, they're having a debate and a discussion. And I think Kanye West, okay, he said some things recently. Like at the Saturday Night Live, after Saturday Night Live ended, he said some things that most people in California do not agree with, or New York is where that's at. But I think it's good that he said them, even though I don't agree 100% necessarily, because somebody should say it. Like, if he can't say it, then that's a problem. Because
freedom of speech is for the birds.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. Somebody should be able to say it.
Someone should be able to say it. And it kind of goes like, you know, this is like, so I've been listening to Joe Rogan a lot recently.
He's so smart.
Legend. The dude's great. And like, yeah, he has a potty mouth and he smokes that stinky, stinky marijuana.
Well, he likes it mixed with tobacco. So
well, there you have it. Yeah. So like all these different things I don't necessarily agree with, but here I am watching him and talking about him.
And he has everybody on his show.
Yeah, dude, he is really good.
Like, it doesn't
really
matter.
Good rotation.
Yeah. But he doesn't, like, he doesn't only have Democrats on his set.
No.
He has freaking Jordan Peterson.
Yeah. He has, like, and what I really like about him, too, if you guys haven't listened to him, you should check him out.
I don't think he needs our plug.
You definitely don't need, but you know his name.
That's like saying, have you ever heard of Howard Stern?
Oh, yeah, right. Well, I've never listened to a Howard Stern podcast, so this is my plug for Joe Rogan. If you don't, you know his name, you know him well.
Yeah.
Close friend. Household name. go listen to what he has to say, because you'll learn something. I think no matter what, there's something I've always learned, dude. And but what I love about him is he's so good at interviewing. And really all it is he's just asking the right questions that will probe for them to talk more, not just like yes and no blanket questions. Like just stuff like there's this one dude telling a story about him deep sea fishing and like deep sea diving and all that kind of stuff. And the questions he has, like, so do you like deep sea diving? Like he wasn't asking that, right? Like he was going into it. But anyways, so he had this one comedian on his show, and basically, long story short, they were talking about how comedy, there's this idea now. This comedian was basically asking him, what's it like going on college campuses now, trying to do comedy on college campuses because people are so easily offended. And he was saying, when I go out to theaters and things like that, people are coming there to listen to me specifically. Like, it's easy. Like, that's a cakewalk, no problem. When I'm going to comedy clubs, that's a little bit different. You know, they're going to see a bunch of different people. So I'll have to kind of tread lightly. But colleges are the freaking worst. They're just not fun to do anymore because everyone gets so offended so easily.
Yeah.
And he was saying that this one professor came up to him after a show and was like telling him how his stuff he was saying was offensive and all this stuff. And he wrote this paper on how all good comedians should be able to, their comedy should punch up.
Do you remember who this was?
The professor?
The comedian?
Joe Rogan.
Oh, he was talking about.
Yeah, he was talking about.
I thought it was a different comedian he had on.
Well, he was talking to the other comedian. I don't remember what the guy's name was. He was like he had like dark comedy, like the dark comedy or whatever that.
Is it Tom Segura? Or Bill Burr, maybe?
Not Bill Burr. I know that. I don't know exactly. Okay. But anyways, the professor was basically saying all good comedians, their comedy should punch up. It's like a punch, but it lifts you up kind of thing. And what these two guys were talking about was like, no, never, ever should that be the case for comedy. Like comedy, and I think we talked about this briefly, where comedy should be able to push those lines in a way that is entertaining for most. And it'll ultimately, it might offend some people, but that's kind of what comedy does. It pushes that line, and they're saying how they've had a few shows where they've said a joke that was like the risk in it, just saying this joke, and it might not land well, but they're going to say it and just kind of see what happens, and just pin drop silence. But then that one person starts to laugh, and then everyone else starts to laugh as well. And that's kind of just, I feel like, what comedy does, but it just speaks back into that, what our culture is, kind of where it's at now, of it's hard to have real freedom of speech. And it's for, you know, good reason. I think people abuse it, but I feel like it's getting to the point where you can't just say what you have to back everything up with, an asterisk saying like, I'll say this, but check, like, here, this is what I meant. And I didn't mean like, I want to make sure, like, don't at me.
Yeah.
Like the don't at me. This is like, we're in that don't at me era of life where you can't say anything you want to say without worry that someone's going to take it personally, get offended, and now you're the most hated person in the world. You know what I mean? So
it goes back to that, my favorite Dave Chappelle quote, which I think I've said multiple times on the podcast, but it's like, he says something like, as a comedian, it's your job to speak recklessly.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, then nobody will.
Yeah.
And I think in everything, comedians are kind of the one that start the conversation. I think comedians... Right. Rappers specifically, and then music in general.
I think the second comedians are able to joke about something, that sets the cultural like mindset, I think.
Yeah.
The pace for it or whatever, because the second they're able to start making that joke about whatever it might be, it just shows like, and you can laugh about it, they break that.
Yeah.
That sort of weird stigma of like, okay, is this something I can actually talk about?
It like normalizes it in a good way and allows like healing to happen.
I think Dave Chappelle is
a genius.
Dude, I love him.
Yeah.
He's the funny dude, but I appreciate him for just the random things. Like, man, when he was doing the Chappelle show, I want to learn more about that. I don't know enough about it. So stay tuned for our following episodes, because I'm sure I'll bring it back up. But basically, he went to Africa. And I think if I remember correctly, I think it was basically because he was just feeling overwhelmed with like his show and all this other stuff. Didn't feel like he had control of his life ultimately. And so he went to Africa, didn't tell anyone about it, just went to Africa. And everyone, like, once they found out where he was, they're freaking out. Like, why didn't you tell us anyone? Like, why didn't you tell anyone? Why are you just out here? Not like, you're completely off the grid doing all this stuff. And his response, I'm a grown man. Like, I can do that if I want to, right? And I feel like that's just kind of how he, like, his approach to comedy and just his stardom is. Like, he is not a stereotypical star.
Yeah.
In that, like,
he does what he wants.
He does exactly what he wants. And yeah, he faces the consequences of it. And he's like, dude, he was Dave Chappelle of the Dave Chappelle Show, dude. Like, that was a huge show. Like, yeah, massive. But
and then he turned down like $60 million or whatever, yeah, it was. Some crazy
just
a amount.
Dummy amount of money. Cause he was just like, this isn't worth it for me. And like, he had to deal with that. He had to figure that out and how to like adjust to all that.
Yeah.
And then he did the Netflix stand up.
Dude, he made so much money off of that.
Killed it.
Yeah.
Killed it. And like, again, I just think he's such a brilliant, like just a brilliant thinker in how he does things. And I respect him a lot just because of the way that he handles himself. And I don't think any of this is a marketing scheme. I think he's just literally a smart dude, a funny guy that someone picked him up. And now he's just kind of like, I'm going to put this out there and see if it sticks. And more often than not, it sticks because he's just that kind of guy.
Mm-hmm. I never like doubt his authenticity.
Totally.
Like if you look at like the Kardashians, you're like, did you do that just because you thought it would make you more money?
Anything, man. Yeah. Yeah, like anything ever on anything.
Yeah.
There's this guy that is on Twitch. He streams League of Legends. His name is Tyler. Well, his gamer tag is Tyler1. And he is his character. Mm-hmm. And this is where it's like, I don't know if this isn't a character, he lives the most infuriating life ever. Cause his character is just rage, just getting insanely mad at everything. Dude, like he has countless amounts of mouses on hand and headsets on hand because he breaks them all the time. Like that's just his thing. And so I'm like, that's kind of one of the, like, that has to be your brand. There's no, unless that's who you
issues.
Are, whole buddy, you gotta go to a doctor. It's just not right for you to, like, you probably have all the ulcers in the world just because life is stressful for you just to breathe. Everything, you can't trust any authenticity. And so that's what I think is interesting too, because you get these guys like Dave Chappelle, where it's like you can feel that authenticity, right? There's so much stuff that people just put out there that isn't any sort of real, like you can tell. It's like this, like you said, the Kardashians. I don't look at the Kardashians and think to myself, they're so real.
And I love them. And Kim K's a fan of the show.
Big fan. But, big fan of the show.
And that could just be for publicity as well.
Right, because we have our following.
And huge following.
All of that, but yeah, it's like you don't look at them and be like,
you think she's Mama
so
Lolo?
Yeah.
Kim K's Mama Lolo.
Conspiracy. I knew it was. So like, I just think authenticity sells, but it's a hard thing to find.
I think Dave Chappelle and their friends, John Mayer, I think he's another one who's very authentic in what he does.
And he's a funny guy.
He's so funny.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
He's a funny boy.
Dude, him and Dave Chappelle do shows together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He'll like, just Dave Chappelle will be doing stand up on stage and John will be behind him on a guitar with a mic, just like jamming.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I almost went. I almost went.
Speaking of authenticity, Kanye West.
He's very authentic.
Very authentic. Speaks his mind quite freely. I also just think he's a genius. I don't think he's as insane as everyone else will. I mean, I think there'll be moments of like where he, you know, has to get himself checked out and figured out, like kind of get himself grounded. But dude, that Scoop Diddy Boop song, there is truly no way someone as successful as Kanye West went into the studio and said, I got something dope. You're going to love it. Scoop Diddy Poop, Poop Diddy Scoop. Like there is,
don't forget the whoop.
No way. He went into the studio, said, this is going to be dope. Everyone's going to love it. That's it. That was all branding. That was all marketing. And it freaking worked. Like,
dude, you think that was marketing?
Yes.
No, dude.
You don't think that was him? I think
he made it for a meme.
That's what I mean. Like, I don't think he took it seriously. I don't think he looked at that and said to himself, people are going to think this is dope. This is going to be revolutionary. I'm going to get a Grammy for this song. I think he looked at that and said, this is crazy. This is going to sound crazy. And it's going to make me look crazy. People are going to eat it with a freaking golden spoon.
But I don't think he had a marketing team behind him saying, dude, you got to do this.
No. That's why I think he's a genius.
Yeah.
Because I think he just does that. Like, I think that's who he is, right? Like, what was that one thing you were telling me about? With the slippers.
The shoes?
Yeah. Tell me about what was that again?
He wore I forget whose wedding it was. It was another rapper's wedding. He wore these like slip-on shoes, these big puffy, almost hotel-like slip-on shoes, but they're a little bit small on him.
Yeah.
And his heel was like hanging over. And so people were like making fun of him and roasting him on Twitter and stuff. And then he posted a picture of these Japanese shoes, the like wooden sandals that they wear. And the heel is supposed to hang over it. And he said he modeled it after that. Gotcha. And so he did it intentionally. And people were still making fun of him. So he like,
all the flack.
He got these giant, like if they were a size shoe, it'd be like a size, probably like 43 in men's. And he just wore them as a joke and posted a picture on Twitter and said like, is this better or something like that?
That is amazing. Yeah. See, yeah, dude, like that kind of stuff.
Dude, if I have that much money just to make giant slippers.
Just to do things like that. I think that he is using his quote crazy and making it work for him.
Yeah.
I do honestly think that there is some stuff where he might be like, all right, you might be losing your mind. But dude, homeboy walked off the stage in Sacramento.
Yeah.
In front of thousands.
Yeah, I know
and
people who were there. Yeah, wasn't Mike.
Mike was there. My friend Shiva, she mm-hmm. was there. Like, dude, these people, he walked off the stage. They're still listening to him. They're still going to buy. Dude. If he comes to Sacramento, they're going to buy a ticket.
People are like boycotting him for a minute and now they're like back on track.
Well, that's it. Yeah, now he's back to it. Like, I don't know that, like, those are the kinds of things. Like, I don't know if that was necessarily him being like, you know what? I think I'll get some good rep for this. I'm going to go out there and act crazy and then walk off. I think he might have actually just kind of lost it for a bit. And that kind of stuff I think will happen. But doesn't he have a song where he says, tell me a genius who isn't crazy? Like, yeah, doesn't he say like that? Like, yeah. So like, I think he is an insanely smart dude who can market himself well and knows how to like just roll with the quote punches.
Yeah.
And just make him work for him. Cause like I said, man, if we did our first live show, and this was obviously not his first live show, but let's just say hypothetically, we get an audience around us.
Yeah.
We get some good followers, some good fans. We're making a little bit of money and we do our first live show and then walk off the stage mid-set. I don't think we're coming back from that, right? Like, but he's
about it.
Yeah, that's it. Like, I think he's been able just to roll with those punches and just follow his trends and his like market and everything like that, man. So, and this all is stemming from the idea of free speech and his like just speaking his mind. I think he's doing that, but I think he understands that he can do that because of just the reputation and the brand that he's built. Like, he can get away with saying some ridiculous crap that is like not even ridiculous, just like stuff that no one else will say.
Yeah.
But he can do it. He's got the platform to do it. So he's an interesting dude. And he's doing it.
Back to the Beyonce had the best album.
Yeah. Do you think that's real?
What do you
like?
Mean?
Do you think that Taylor Swift and him had a plan?
That?
Yeah.
No.
You don't, I don't think so?
Is that a rumor?
That's like a rumor. Everyone was like, she was on, you could see her on her phone like minutes before she won the thing.
No way.
Oh, yeah. There's
she was shook, I think. She was shook by that.
Again, it worked out for her.
Yeah,
it did. And it worked out for him.
Remember he said he gave her career.
Yep.
From that moment. She won like a Grammy.
What
do you mean you gave her career?
I think the Grammy gave it to her. Yeah, that's true.
Classic Kanye.
How far are we in?
42 minutes.
You want to just call it?
Yeah.
Easy episode.
That's easy. I mean, we planned for hours to make this episode. It wasn't last minute at all.
No.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Espresso Boys podcast. I'm your cute boy, Espresso Boy, Caleb Tegler.
I am your bad boy, Espresso Boy, Brandon Thomas Dahl-Holly.
You all have a good day.